Nancy Simpson, Rick Moore, and the morning after Halloween. So I know you go trick-or-treating, you get back to the house, and you dump all that stuff out on the floor, and you're sorting through it, and you do the good, bad, I don't know, good, bad, maybe. Got your piles
maybe
going.
Maybe pile, so true.
The maybe pile.
Because you don't know what could I trade for this.
Well, and you
if
do
it's
the,
not
yeah,
good
you,
enough, I'll just keep it.
Do the trade pile. You know, maybe I could swap for something good. You said you got, okay, tell us what you got.
I got a lot of Almond Joys that are nasty.
Okay,
nasty?
That's bad.
I either throw it away or trade it with my siblings.
There you go.
And then I got a lot of other good candy like Nerds, M&M's. Kiddles, Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Sour Kids Patch is good one. M&M's, I'm telling you. The M&M peanuts, you can't miss with M&M peanuts. And I saw where they were one of the healthier ones that you could give away,
oh,
too.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Put rock and roll quotes around that.
You know what this is? This is kind of research. This morning,
oh, okay.
As far as good, bad, what to give away, what not, you know.
Yeah.
And remember, candy's half off today, so we're just trying to help you out.
Go load up.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything Country 94.7 KTTS, Nancy and Rick.
Oh my gosh, having fun this morning with the yin and yang of trick-or-treating.
Anybody get sugar coma? No, just me? All right.
I've been up all night. Okay, you said you got something really good. What'd you get?
I had... This one guy on our street gave out these full-size Hershey candy bars, and he gave me two of them.
Whoa!
Isn't that the best?
I was just like, I didn't want to seem greedy, so I waited till we like went around the corner of the street, and I just started jumping up and down. I was so excited. I was so happy.
Yeah, anybody that gives out full-size candy bars is going to see a rush at their door.
Great! Yay me!
That's going to happen. Yeah, score! That's awesome.